And we're back. Clubhouse episode 10. We talk about Pappenhausen's unfortunate injury, Sua's miraculous try, and we answer the listeners' questions more than ever before. Let's get into it.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription, and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now. Alrighty, let's get into the show.
Alright, let's jump back into it. Obviously, you can see we're missing one of our important members of our show, but today we got myself and the Money Munster, so this could be anything. So bear with us. But Paps, as everyone might know, obviously had a little incident, injury on the weekend, and he's actually pretty much just checked into hospital now, and we'll be getting surgery while we do this podcast. So he's, you know, sends his love to everyone, and I know a lot of people have reached out to him and wished him a speedy recovery, and we do too. So hopefully we'll, you know, see him back soon. Hopefully surgery all goes well for him, and he'll be back at training and back playing hopefully with us very soon.
Yeah, it's a little bit unlucky, isn't it? He got his leg caught underneath him. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know if he would have broken his leg if the plate wasn't there.
Yeah, I've heard that actually.
It's a bit of a tough one. Unfortunately, he broke it just above the plate. Speedy recovery, Pappy. We're thinking of you, mate. I know you're at hospital like Husey spoke about, and we'll hopefully see you back soon. You're hitting your strides, and you're a pleasure to be planted with, mate. So hopefully all speedy, all good, mate. Getting back to obviously running soon, and can't wait to have you back out there.
Yeah, just on Paps too, like, man, how good has he been?
Massive. Hurry up.
He's come back, you know, leaps and bounds from, you know, where he was, and, you know, he's just hitting his stride, and then unfortunately, you know, copped another injury, but this one doesn't look to be as long as, you know, the last ones, but, you know, we know what he can do now, and obviously what he can get back to, so it gives us confidence, you know, being able to see him go through his rehab again, and I think it's, 4 to 6 weeks maybe?
Yeah, 4 to 6.
That's what they're saying. So,
yeah, so hopefully back and forth.
Yeah, not too long. And I think we got 4 weeks into a bye, so
perfect,
be good
timing
to see
for
him.
The boys. Yeah, but he, like you said, I reckon he'll get a lot of confidence. I spoke to him after the flight home, and he was pretty optimistic and pretty confident. So, he's not the usual down the dumps kind of vibe. So, yeah, he was pretty optimistic and pretty confident that he's going to be back, and obviously shows everyone what he can do again. So. Yeah.
All right, well, good luck, Pappy. Thinking about you. I know you'll be listening to this, and obviously you'll be, you know, nitpicking everything, saying how shit we're going without you. So speedy recovery, brother, and we'll catch up soon. So, that's it. Mun.
Yep.
200 games.
Oh, yeah.
What have you been up to after the game? How do you feel? Obviously the family come up, and two boys and your beautiful wife, Bianca. How was the weekend for you?
Yeah, it was a different preparation, that's for sure. We obviously flew up on Friday, and usually when I travel with the team, there's no kids or having to worry about diapers or milk bottles or anything like that. So, a little bit of a different preparation, and I think it's probably been the biggest week for myself at the club. I know I've had 100 games for 150, but just the significance of being the ninth player at the club to be able to play 200 games for the Melbourne Storm was obviously a great accolade and a very proud moment for my family. But, yeah, just to see my kids and my wife waiting at the tunnel when I was about to run out and walk out, it was pretty I was pretty nervous. I think mentally I think I was a little bit fatigued during the week, just obviously media. The whole week was a little bit about myself and Welshie. So, it was something to get used to. I'm glad it's over now and I can focus on going back to playing some good footy. But I think for me, it was probably I'll probably put a lot of pressure on myself to play well and in my 200th. And just lucky I got a little meat pie. So thanks, Pappy, for that.
That's interesting too, actually, because he could have scored. And I know there's a bit of beef going on between you two. Not me at the moment. I can't even bloody score a try. So I'm slowly dropping off that tally. But I'm surprised he actually passed it to you.
I know. I was a bit surprised too. He actually caught me
off guard.
Caught me off guard. I thought I was about to drop it. I was watching him going, "Go, Pappy, go!" And then I was thinking, "No, don't actually, don't score."
Yeah.
And then he hit me, and I'm like, "Oh, I sent open past you." And I was like, "Jesus Christ!" I was on the treadmill, and I was only like 15, 20 minutes into the game. So, no, it was good to get the try. Carried on a little bit. No, I've got to just start pulling that in a bit. Every time I see it, I'm carrying on. I just shake my head at it after I'm finished. But, Yeah, no, not too much. I just had a couple, obviously, little functions and that with my family come over. We enjoyed each other's company. And then, yeah, pretty much that was it pretty much for the weekend. Didn't really do too much after that. What about yourself, mate, after the game?
Nah, cruised. Fortunately, picked up a bit of an injury during the game, and I think it was early on, first 10, 12 minutes, I think it was, I felt my calf go. So I was sort of, I didn't really know what happened. Like, I felt a pop, but I was sort of like, oh, I can still run, so I'm not too sure. And obviously, we're on the Gold Coast, and you know the rule where if you're injured and you don't finish the game, you can't drink. So I was trying my best to think, you know, like, oh, surely it's nothing. But it just, it was pretty sore the whole time. And I talked to the physio, and he said, oh, if you can keep running, you know, we'll see how it goes. And then a few of the boys started going down. Yeah, wow. Paps and Sewer come off with a head knock. So I sort of thought, well, if it's not getting worse, you know, I may as well stay on. And, you know, I was on one leg for a little bit there, and, you know, just glad we got the win and we're able to hold on. So, but oh, yeah, other than that,
Husey, I really appreciate you holding on, because it could have been a different scoreline. It could have been a bit of a damper on the night if you didn't stay out there and be a bit selfish. So you could have been selfish and just gone off, but yeah, you took obviously a massive chance on your calf, and paid off for us. We got the 2 points, but yeah, it's gonna be not ideal for obviously yourself and Pappy out for a couple of weeks. So. Yeah, myself and Harry are going to take the slack, and yeah, we'll see how we go.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Actually, I remember when I done it, I took off the line and I felt it, and I was like, damn. And then I was sort of looking over to Robbo, our physio, trying to wave out to him, like, bro, I've done something here. And he was just looking to go like this. Yeah, sweet. I was just like, bro, I need you, come see me, bro, quick. And he was just like, just keep giving me the thumbs up. But nah, it was sweet. It was a little bit painful, but it wasn't getting any worse. So nah, it was good to stay on there. And you know, luckily we got the win, or else I would have went through that pain for nothing. So
I know one thing, Richie and Liam, they'll be headbutting the wall at the moment with you and Pappy off the field. They'll be doing their best to try and get you back on, that's for sure. I know Bellag will be.
Yeah, it's probably not ideal, but I guess you'd rather be not injured. You know, no one wants to be injured, but you'd rather be getting the injuries out of the way now, and hopefully we can come back and build into the final. So yeah, we'll go over that game, Mun.
Yeah.
Do a little review of last week against the Titans, mate. They're playing some good footy at the moment.
AJ Brimson, Dave Fafita, they've got some good, and Brian Kelly, they've got great players all over the park, and everyone's obviously putting a lot of pressure on Titans and Dez about not having the team around them. But yeah, look, you showed in the game where we can play really good footy for 40 minutes, and yeah, we've got to get away from those patches of momentum or like those momentum swings, because we're putting ourselves under a lot of pressure. And kudos to the Titans. They're playing some good footy. And they got a big sniff in the back end of that game. And yeah, we just held on like we spoke about before. And yeah, look, it's one of those things. But I wouldn't be taking Titans lightly anymore due to the fact of the way they're playing.
Yeah, I think you can't really give any team anything anymore. Eh? You give any team a sniff in this competition and they'll take it, and you know, teams are so good, like the comp. All the teams are good these days, and it's, you know, it's hard to, you know, keep up with teams when they got that momentum. I think momentum's a massive thing in the game at the moment. So whoever can keep that the longest, you know, is going to do well in the game. So yeah, now they're playing really well, and they're, you know, probably unlucky not to win a couple games, and you know, it looks like they're all starting to buy into what Dizzy's taking up there, Dizzy Hasler, and you know. They probably haven't won too many games, but they're coming good.
They're pretty close to, like, you look at the Warriors, they almost beat the Raiders. They probably almost beat us as well. And then, but you look at those things, like a couple of six agains on fourth or fifth tackle, and it just really puts you under the pump. And you just, unfortunately, sometimes you give them away because they got that momentum when they poke their nose through, but sometimes it's just better off just to let them go, you know. Yeah. But it's hard to say that when you're in the moment. So, yeah, it's a bit of a frustrating one, especially with giving six again away on the fourth or fifth tackle. But, yeah, it's one of those things at the moment.
Yeah, and that's probably something that we probably need to be better at too, just holding that momentum. Like in that first, I think it was 20 minutes of footy, we probably watched a little bit today at training. We were playing our best footy that we played all year, and,
yeah, 100%.
You know, playing really well. And then we sort of just dropped off. And obviously we had a couple injuries of Paps and that, but we just sort of went away from how we wanted to play, and it just showed that, you know, it didn't work for us, and they started to come over the top of us, and we ended up, you know, being lucky to hold on, like you said. But yeah, it's good to get the win, especially up there against them. They're a tough team to beat up there, and But there was one highlight that I just want to pick out, which it probably could have been, what is it? What's it called again? The eye-catching moment, a eye-catching moment, but we'll just talk about it in here. Sua Fa'alongo, his try off the scrum.
Oh.
What do you make of that?
Mate, speed kills. Speed does kill. Mate, you know that training. He does that all the time at training. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Like, you give him an inch and he'll take a mile. And no disrespect to that Smith Shields. Like, he did nothing wrong. It's just one of those things. Like, do you give him the outside or do you give him the inside? Like, how fast is he? And is he just that much space? Like, if I'm the next person playing against him, I'd be giving him the inside, to be honest. But hey.
Yeah.
At the same time, then the person on the inside's got to be able to cover too. So
when he can change his pace that quick, though, obviously as Goosey, that's one of his main weapons. Like, he can just go from 0 to 100 that quick. So it's hard to it's hard to defend that training. So, and which we're not playing full tackle. Mm-hmm. So it'd be hard to be able to do that. But that was a freaky try. It's pretty funny. I remember we were at training and we were talking about, like, let's just give him, if they put two on that side versus 2v2. Give him the ball. He's obviously going to do something. And then when they done it, I think they flipped someone. Flipped someone over to your side because I think you guys scored that try.
Yeah.
So they are like, all right, we better flip someone on the other side. And then once we seen that, me and Harry like, bro, give it to Sua.
Oh, man.
Gave it to Sua and the rest was history. So.
Oh, bro. It was crazy.
Yeah. Huh? It's a massive highlight. And that's what he can do. And, I know a lot of Storm supporters and NRL supporters are, they're keen to watch him play because that's the stuff he can do. So,
he's a highlight machine. It's just a matter of where do you put him, you know?
Yeah.
You got Pappy playing the way he's playing, the way you're playing. But, yeah, it's just.
Well, the next couple of weeks, he's got a bit of an opportunity to show what he can do while Peps is, out for a little bit. Yeah. But just good. It's a good headache for a coach to have. You'd rather be, trying to find places for. Positions for players than not having any players to fill those positions. So,
it's another thing too. We probably haven't spoken about it too much as well, but women refereeing in our games at the moment. It's a good refreshing. I remember a couple of times I was calling a sir because I did the same thing. So used to guys refereeing, but it's a bit of a fresh air, like seeing obviously Belinda and Casey. I know they probably got a little bit of criticism, but at the end of the day, like, it's good that we're having a little more women in our game refereeing. And it's a good stepping stone for obviously younger girls to be able to referee, and I think the game's going in the right direction with that. And they'll get better with the experiences. It's a bit like everything when you play your first couple of games in NRL, you're a bit nervous and you're not sure and the tempo and the way you want to play. So I think the girls are going in the right direction. So the ladies are going in the right direction, and I'm really excited to see how they can grow.
Yeah, it's a good point, man. Like, I think refs and bunkers have just been copping it lately, but I think I was listening to something. Bill was saying, Billy Slater, and he was saying, we don't have a game without them. So
100%.
Obviously they're going to make mistakes. We make mistakes all the time. So, you just got to put up with it because if they're not there,
it's no game.
There's no game. So, and they do a great job. Doesn't matter, woman or men, they do a great job. So shout out to the refs and the bunker because without you guys, we don't have a game. So we'll move on to the icebreaker now.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
It's a pretty good one. I feel like it's me a little bit, but I was trying to think before what do I actually do, but we'll go through it. The icebreaker is, what old person things do you do?
Man,
do you do any?
I do now. Yeah, I reckon I'm in bed. I reckon I have dinner at 6. I'm in bed by 7:30.
Really? So you're an early sleeper?
Oh, just because of the new. When I was when I was single, I didn't have a partner or even kids.
Yeah.
The kids are the big one. Yeah. You just need time.
Yeah, yeah.
And we put them down by 6:30 and 7 o'clock, and I'm literally in bed by then. I'm just wrecked.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much.
The kids go to bed, the parents go to bed.
Yeah, I'm in. So just in case I have a bad sleep. Yeah. You'll realize that soon, Husey.
Yeah, yeah. Well, can't wait. I don't mind sleep anyway. So,
but what about you, mate? What's your old person things that you like to do?
You might know. You've been my roomie a bit, but I love a nap. Like, I feel like I have to have a nap every day, or around that arvo mark. And if I don't have a nap, then I just feel tired for the whole night arvo. So, a nap, and then I.
How long for? Like 45, an hour?
Yeah, no, it changes. 45 hour, could be 2 hours, depending on when I go to sleep. I don't want to wake up too late because then I won't sleep that night. But yeah, around then. If I go to bed around 2, have a nap around 2, wake up at 4, that's perfect for me. So wake up, you, take honey for
so
a walk.
So how do you go when you said you talk like about obviously afternoon naps. How do you go at training when we have afternoon trainings?
Yeah, nah, I'm no good. I just smash like 3 coffees that day. That's how I get through. Oof. And then I just have a heavy crash when I get home. Then I just crash, fully crash when I get home. Biggest come down. But yeah, nah, I just and probably nap. Nap and myself and Mole have recently bought some slippers. Some like UGG slippers.
Really?
Yeah. So they kind of – and we're in the process of getting robes.
You're not. So you're just going to go to bed yeah. And this a robe, nothing underneath?
Yeah, robe, nothing underneath. Holy and if I get lucky, it's easy to take off. If I don't, I keep it on. But I got the slippers. They're UGG ones. They're fluffy as, bro. They're grouse. And it's getting cold now in Melbourne. So
it is.
It's pretty comfortable. I've seen – when I got the idea, I was driving the other day to training early in the morning and I seen this guy, one of the neighbors from down the road, and he had like the full robe, slippers on, like beanie, and he must have been taking his rubbish out, the rubbish bin out, and he looked that comfy. And I was like, when I got home, I was like, Mole, let's get all this. So I'll get a photo up when I got the full kit. I'll let you know how it goes.
Put it up. I wouldn't mind you wearing it in here.
Yeah, I might have to wear it one time. 100%, yeah, I'll probably fall asleep though.
We could actually do like a movie marathon, mate. Just all dressed up in our little comfy clothes.
Well, thanks for that icebreaker. We got a lot in our questions on Spotify. Keep it up because we really do appreciate it. We got the listeners' questions coming up soon. But before we do that, let's talk about this week.
Yeah.
Preview our next game. Top of the table clash.
Against our old mate Nico. Oh, he's Nico, playing. Yeah. He's playing some
and the Sharkies.
I know he won a Dele Alli already, but he's playing career best form. So it's scary to think that he's already won one. But they're going well. The Sharks.
They're at the top of the table for a reason. They're playing
they're
really well.
About their draw and they're talking about how easy it is. But mate, there's no easy game in our competition, regardless of what people are thinking. And the Sharks are playing some really good footy. Their back five are really strong ball carriers, very fast as well. And yeah. Just shows on the footy field that we have to probably play our best. We can't afford to. We talk about it every time, but it's probably one, not one of these weeks that we can afford to be in one of them slumps. So a lot of pressure on myself and Harry. And but yeah, we're very comfortable and very confident in the boys obviously filling those spots and get their job done. So I'm really excited to see where we're at.
Yeah, it should be a good game. Saturday night, back home at Amy.
Yep.
We've had a few home games, but obviously we love playing in front of our fans and love seeing all the support that we get. At Amy Park, so should be a good one. Obviously, you know, a couple out, myself and Paps, so it'll be tough, but I think whoever does come in will do a good job, and obviously I've been out this year, and, you know, we know we got players that can come in and do it, so we'll be confident. I know people might be, you know, we're sort of getting that outside noise already saying that, you know, we're no chance now that you know, we got a couple of injuries and that Pappy's out. Obviously, Pappy's been a you know massive part of our success early this season, but... You know, I still got full confidence in the team, and I don't know everyone else does. So, should be a good game. Any, obviously, we're playing the Sharks and playing Nico. Any, do you have any good memories about what's your fave memory or any memories about playing the Sharks? Obviously, the 2016 GF was probably not one of them, but
no, it definitely wasn't.
Do you have any?
I've had a lot of probably run-ins or good battles against the Sharks. I think it's probably filters down with Cameron Smith and Paul Gallen. And they've always...
There used to be a bit of a rivalry there, didn't it?
It did. And I think because Flano was there, Shane Flanagan, and Bilek obviously had a bit of a tit-for-tat kind of mentality when they were in the Origin camp together when he was coaching. But I just think they were at the top of their game and we were at the top of our game at that stage and it was always probably between us from like 15 to 17 and... I just remember playing it. They were a very tough, gritty team. And I'm sure Craig Fitzgibbon's pretty much brought that same mantra to them. And it's just that grinding kind of footy and see who kind of breaks first kind of mentality. And I'm sure on the weekend, you'll see the full live footy or arm wrestle that everyone talks about, the ball and play kind of style. So it's probably going to come up to two spines that are needing to play that live footy kind of ball and see how. Who handles the pressure the most.
Should be good. And our mate Atco is playing as well.
Yeah, I seen that.
Atco.
Yeah, two ex-Storm players.
Two ex-Storm players, so it should be good. It should be a good battle. I'm filthy I'm not playing, but I'm thinking Do I go in the coach's box?
I think you should.
Should I? And should I take a wire for our listeners out there?
I think you should take one. Just a little rap. Just a little rap.
Be a little rap, mate. If I'd done that, I'll be off to the Titans. I tell you that much.
Hang on, bro. What does that mean?
Would be sacking me at ASAP. Bowser will fight me. I reckon.
There's a spot there for you at the Titans anymore, mate.
Yeah, probably. Shit. I was thinking about it today. I was thinking, should I sit up there with him, or
I think
should I give my ears a rest and just sit. Sit on the bench or something. But
I think he will. Well, I think he will ask you to be up there.
Yeah, probably. He probably want me to. What does he make us do? Count the tackles or something.
Yeah. He doesn't trust our wingers.
Yeah. Actually, I got a good memory from the show. I don't think I was playing that game, but Smithy got sent off at Shark Park.
I was playing that game. Yeah.
Did you play that game? Yeah. And then I just remember when he was walking off, they just had the crowd must have ran from everywhere because there was so many people in there. Down the tunnel, and they were just spraying him. Was that the first time he's ever been sent off?
Yeah,
is that why it was? I think it was.
Oh, but also too, he's always had run-ins with the sharks as well. So they would have been into him non-stop. I think it would have been 2017.
No, I think it was 18, maybe 18 or 19. 18. I think it was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so that's that's not a good one. But. So playing Sharks Saturday night, 7:30.
7:30, yep.
Anyone who can make it in Melbourne, please come out, support the boys. Top of the table clash should be a big one.
Yep.
So hopefully we can get a big crowd there.
Be nice.
Yeah, this weekend. So next up, we've got the listeners' question of the week. Mm. We've had that many good ones.
I know, mate.
We're going to do a little bit more than normal. I know we usually do one each.
Yep.
With us two and Paps, but Paps ain't here. So maybe we'll do a couple each, two or three each, because there were so many good ones out there.
Yep.
We'll do a couple each. So do you have any up now?
Yeah, I've got one right here. From April Cassie. Would you rather be trapped in a romantic comedy with your enemies or trapped in a horror movie with your friends? It's a tough one. Would you be trapped in a comedy movie, like a romantic comedy with your enemies, or trapped in a horror movie with your friends?
So romantic comedy with people that you hate, pretty much.
Yeah, so with the enemies, you're in a rom-com with your enemies, like the people you don't get along with.
And you have to get along with them, obviously, because it's a rom-com.
Comedy. It's up to you. Yeah. It's a bit of a love-hate relationship. You could be playing hard to get. Or trapped in a horror movie with your friends.
I reckon I would go horror movie with my mates and just try... Either fight the dude, or if it's a serial killer, or just it'll be fun trying to run away from them or try to escape.
This adrenaline, you reckon? Running
and just
always looking behind.
Just laughing, boys. Let's go, boys. Just get out of here.
What if there's more than one? What if there's more than one?
That's what I was thinking too. Like what is a horror? There could be anything, can it?
It could be like what's that, man? Final Destination.
You can't run away from that.
It couldn't be a serial killer. It could be things happening towards this room coming down right now.
Yeah.
But you reckon a horror movie?
Well, if it was life and death, I'll go to rom-com because at least you're gonna live where the horror. You're going to die and probably see all your mates die.
But you're
die,
trapped in a rom-com with your enemy, so you're going to play fake all the
time. There's no win, is there, to be honest, to that question. But I'm going to go rom-com now just because I'll be able to at least be alive, where the horror, you're a chance, but not a massive chance of living. So what would you do?
Yeah, okay, that's a tough one. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go rom-com with enemies.
Yeah.
Now, I love a romantic rom-com.
Yeah.
I do like a rom-com.
What's one of your fave?
One of my faves. I don't mind The Ugly Truth.
I haven't seen that one.
Jared Butler.
Nah, he's a good actor, but I haven't seen that
Ugly
one.
Ugly Truth is pretty good. And then the other one I actually watched the other night was What Happens in Vegas.
Cam
Diaz and
bro, that's Arson a grouse Kutcher. Movie.
So, yeah, that was a good one. I actually watched that the other night.
That's Molly's favorite movie.
Oh, is it?
And we watched that the other night too.
Oh, wow. Must have been texting each other.
They're ball-headed dude.
Goodsy.
Fuck, he's so funny. Him and that girl, how they have that little running thing. They're good. What Happens in Vegas, that's a good movie.
Yeah, so. What about you, mate, with the rom-coms?
I don't think I liked it too much, but What Happens in, when I was a teenager, I loved them. I felt like, I don't know why, I was a bit, like, I don't know, I really liked that sort of stuff, and I always, wanted to be in one. It was weird, bro, it was so weird. But now I'm not really... not really like that, but I still liked him. Like What Happens in Vegas, Is it 10 Things I Hate About You?
Is that with Heath Ledger?
Heath Ledger, yeah. Is that one? That one?
Yeah. That's a good one.
What's another one? Fool's Gold? Does that count? Does that count as a rom-com?
Yeah, it's corner. Yeah, it's got, what's her name in it? Kate Hudson and Sean McConaughey.
The dude with the, yeah. McConaughey.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, that's a good movie.
Yeah, he is.
And Into the Blue with Jessica Alba and, what's his name again? Paul Walker,
yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. Yeah. They're the sort of movies
you're into, yeah, nice.
Yeah, yeah. I got one from Corbin Maroney. What is your favourite time to play? For example, Sunday 2:30 game or Friday 6 o'clock game? Well, it says 5:30 on here, but I think the Friday early one, 6 o'clock. So do you have a preference on what day and what time you play? Or what's your favourite? What would you rather?
I like the Friday games. Mm. I like the first Friday night game, first on the time slot. I'm pretty sure it's
6 p.m. Yeah,
6 p.m. Because usually if it's a Friday to Friday, you get Saturday, Sunday off.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty nice in that kind of space. So,
The Broncos get that a lot. They get the Friday. They get the grass one.
I'm pretty excited. That's what I mean. I remember talking to X about how good they had it at the Bronx. So, Friday is always a nice time slot. So, I think we've had that a couple. I know we had 3 Thursdays in a space of 4 weeks. So that was not too bad, but we still had Friday, Saturday, but then we had to come in on a Sunday. So, yeah, that's not too bad, but I'd rather a Friday yourself.
Yeah, I'm thinking Friday as well. Like, I don't mind Thursdays, but the thing with the Thursdays games, there's nothing to watch on the Wednesday night.
Mm.
So, like, if we play Friday, at least we got the AFL or the rugby league to watch on the Thursday night, because I like doing something the night before and just watching something. We're on the Thursday. There's nothing on the Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Friday – the early one's probably good, 6 p.m. It's probably not the prime time one, but at least we're home before midnight, where the Friday 8 p.m. you're home a little bit late. So, I'd rather the Friday games.
Yeah, they're not bad, the Fridays. If you were able to play every Friday every week,
that'd be grouse.
It'd be the grouse. Nice. But unfortunately, we're not the only team in the competition. So it's a bit of a tough one. But I know for a fact we got bloody magic round.
Mm.
We're a Sunday next week. So it's like, and we're the second last game, so hopefully it doesn't rain there, but we'll obviously talk a bit more into that next week. But it'd be nice to play earlier.
Hopefully everyone's not hungover by then. I reckon there'll be a few sore heads by that time. Friday.
Yeah, there might not be any
Saturday, and then no one left for our game.
There'll be no one left for our game.
you got another one there?
I do, mate. I do. It's a bit of a out the box kind of way.
I don't mind it.
It is regarding a little NRL, but not entirely.
Yep.
What NRL team would win a 4x100-meter relay?
Oh.
And if we were in there, who is the four blokes that would be in our who would four be in our four? 100. Who would be in our four? And who would win it in our relay?
Straight off the head, I just went Bulldogs for some reason.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because of Foxy?
Yeah, Bulldogs and Manly.
Yeah?
Yeah, so Dogs, I reckon Foxy will be in it. Cherry?
Yep.
He's pretty quick.
Yeah, he's quick, yeah.
Blake Taff, would he be quick?
He's not quick off the mark, he looks like it, yeah. You got Crichton and Burden. Else?
Yeah, Crichton or Burden. That would be pretty good. That would be up there for sure, just off the back of Foxy. And, you know, I know Cherry's pretty quick. And then Manly, Saab,
yep.
Kohler.
Far out. Yep.
Turbo
be in there.
He'd be quick, over 100, surely.
Yeah.
After long strides.
We have to start with him.
Mm.
He might start it off.
And then who else they got there?
Cherry Evans is.
Chez, do you reckon Chez will be in there?
He's fast. He's deceivingly fast.
They'll have some outside back, so they'll be quicker than Chez, surely.
Yeah, he wouldn't be able to figure out. Yeah.
Yeah. Who do you reckon? And who would be ours? I reckon we would go all right, to be honest.
The Bronx would be up there with Reece Walsh and, Selwyn Cobbo.
Yeah.
Dean Mariner,
yeah, he's quick.
He's quick too. I think, there'll be three there. I'm sure they'll find someone else there that's lightning fast.
Mm.
Oh, Ezra Mam.
Yeah,
so there's, Hundy. Yeah.
And when you think about 100, you need to be pretty fit to run 100 too. 100's pretty far.
Yeah, you're right. So
like to keep up with that pace, so.
Yeah, it's an interesting one for us.
Yeah. Who would you go? X? Sua. Would Paps be up there? Paps and Will?
Yeah.
Warbrick?
Yeah, Pappy.
Paps has got to be up there.
If there's anyone, it's either probably you or Wishy.
Nah, not me. I'm I'll run over 20, bro, and I'm done.
I'm just trying to think. Top that might be. It'll be Suar, perhaps
X,
and maybe
Brick,
Remo, or Brick.
I reckon like X and Brick, they'll be fast because they're long strides over a hundy.
Yeah,
and then Suar's, he's just lightning, so hopefully he can maintain it over a longer distance. And then who else? Oh, Paps. Paps is quick.
Yeah, but who would you have last? X?
Yeah, X. He'd be the fastest. Would you have Suar first? Yeah, go the blocks early.
Because so he goes first, goes fast, yeah, trying to get us a lead.
Yeah.
And then you'd have Will maybe second, and then Pappy second last.
Yeah. Who would be the slowest if we had to do a slowest one at our team? A slowest four times hundy. Who would be in that squad?
At the moment, I'd have to put my hand up. I honestly not even taking the piss. I honestly reckon I'll be up there.
The groins.
The groins are no good at the moment. It's going to have to be interesting. So, far out. Kingy?
Yeah, I was going to say, we're going to have to put Kingy up there. We're going to have to put Kingy up there. I know you didn't want to, but.
On a downhill Kingy. Slope, like a big bear run downhill, I reckon you'd be right. Uphill.
The Bobcat. Kingy. Who else would be up there?
Laz? Yeah.
Kingy, Laz.
We've got to throw a back in there, bro.
Yeah, we have to. If we had to put one back in there, who would it be?
It's either me or Ando, bro. It's got to be either me or Ando or Pez. No, Pez.
Nah, putting Pez in there.
No, well, not. Well, who else is going to be? It's not you. It's not.
It'd probably actually be. It can't be Ando, can it? He can't be that slow. He's a wing. He's an outside slow, back. Bro. No, like, not slow, but he's not slow. Slowest back. Yeah, slowest back.
Like, who are you thinking? Like, I guess. Means is quick.
Nah, Means is quick. Wow, it would be. Remo? Remo's pretty quick.
Yeah, Remo's quick. He over. Like, he's like X. It takes like maybe 5-10 meters for him to get going. But have you seen his highlights when he's running for Bulldogs, but running people down?
Nah.
It was quick, man.
Yeah.
Very quick.
Well, must be. You, Pez, Ando.
Well, it has to be one of us. Or two of us.
All right. We'll go in and to our GPS guy next week or tomorrow, Rob Dog, and we'll see who's got the slowest top speed this year. Okay. We'll do the slowest and then we'll do the fastest. So we got our top two teams and we'll
that's so embarrassing. I can see it happening now. I can see it unfolding.
We'll go a couple more questions.
It hurts, man.
This one will be a quick one. Bailey Terrell. Hey lads, what is the go-to meal after a big night out?
A big night out.
Yeah. I've changed mine to Subway.
Subway.
I don't know why, but it's the easiest to eat. Where if I go something like a burger or something, I just can't stomach it. It just makes me feel so
What's
sick.
What's your go-to Subway then?
Chicken fillet. Foot long.
Or foot long?
Yep.
Cookies?
No cookies. Chicken fillet. I try to keep it plain because you know when you're a bit hung, you don't really want too much going on. So lettuce, onion, mayo. That's it. Oh, and cheese.
So chicken after a night out.
Yeah, after a night out. After a night out.
So not even when you're walking home or?
Well, you can go there. You can go both.
No, I'm just going to go there. The snack pack.
Snack pack, yeah.
Just meat on top, chips, cheese. Yeah. I think that's meat to a tea.
Yeah. The worst thing is actually like I've done it a lot of times. I always get like a mad feed on the way home, like a kebab or snack pack, and I don't eat it. Leave it next to my bedside and then just wake up and it just smells like garlic. You know how you get the garlic sauce? Bro,
that's outstanding.
And the missus is always off me, like, just like, why do you even buy it if you're not going to eat it? And
that's,
I was like,
that's true.
I always feel sick though. Once I get it and I'm just like, no, I don't feel like this. So.
The garlic taste, that's
yeah, just the smell in the morning, like alcohol and then garlic. You're just like, oh shit, not a good night. So just go sleep in the spare room.
Garlic sauce.
We'll go one more each month.
Yep.
What do you got for us?
It's from Laura.
Mm?
If you owned a racehorse,
yes,
a galloper or a pacer, what are you naming it?
Ooh.
What are you naming
it? That's a good question, eh? I've always thought about it. Like, I've always wanted to own a horse on my own, but that's never going to happen because they're so expensive. But I just like to call it something, but I haven't really come up with anything. Do you have something in mind?
Someone named a horse Munster, and it's
been, it's been going all right, hasn't it?
It ran. It's pretty much almost on its way out, but a bit like New Korea. It did run a couple of times in Morfordville.
Yeah.
It has won some good races.
Yeah, because it started good and then went through a patch. But then didn't it win recently?
Yeah, funny enough, the owner reached out to me one time and I looked at it and he's like, oh, mate, would you be interested in buying shares? When it started to win races and I was like, oh, I was like, it wasn't expensive, like
in a way,
normal race horses. And I was like, oh, nah, I feel like it's on its way out. It's an old horse. And then it kept winning every second or third race. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck. I should have jumped in. But I can't obviously name a horse after me last name now. I reckon I'd probably name it Mad Dog.
Mad Dog? Yeah, I don't mind that. That's a good one.
Mad Dog. Yeah, or I could even get a greyhound and call it Mad Dog, but.
Anyway, perhaps you might have a few greyhounds for you.
A couple of little Nangalaris or something for
Nangus.
Me.
Nangus.
What are you yourself, mate?
Yeah, I don't know. I used to be a mad Dragon Ball Z fan, so like something like Goku or something. Super Saiyan Goku. Goku Super Saiyan 3, that's its full name. Nah. something like that or... Yeah, I don't know. Doozy.
Doozy, I like
the
it.
Doozy.
That is doozy.
I don't know. Maybe the doozy. The in front of it.
I like
the
it. Doozy. Would it be a sprinter? Would it be a mile man?
Yeah, sprinter.
Sprinter.
You should do like what Pride of Jenny done, just whip until he goes right at the front and just hopefully holds on.
It has won a fair few races at odds as well, distance-wise too. Yeah. I think it's won 14, 16, even to 2,000.
Yeah.
What's it? 200.
2000.
2000, sorry, apologies.
Yeah, so the doozy. Hopefully we might have to...
This consistent all over the track.
Consistent, just run.
This leads the whole way.
Just run and then stopped. Ice bar until its next race. Hopefully you can do that.
I'm probably a stay, I reckon. I'm not a sprinter.
The long one?
Yeah, I'm a long one. I'm more like the mile, the Doncaster mile kind of top vibe, 600, 1600.
The Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, 3200, just keep the same pace the whole way.
Yeah.
And then hopefully just wait for everyone just to fizzle out, so... I'll be a stayer.
All right, we'll go one more. One more question. There's been some great questions, so thanks everyone for sending them in. But the last one, we'll go Luke Harris. He said, this is a golf one, what is your favourite golf club in the bag and what is your worst and most feared club? I'm going to start because just thinking about my drive gives me nightmares. So my driver is easily the worst. I don't even like talking about it, but I feel like it's my worst club driver. In my bag. Yep, driver for sure. It's too slicey. And every time I try to fix the slice, it doesn't happen. So that's my worst. And my favourite's probably, I used to like my 60 in that. That was my favourite. And then I sort of dropped off. So a little bit longer, maybe 100 metre out gap wedge. I like the gappy. Yeah. The gap wedge is probably my gap or soft pitcher. That's probably my favorite. But it used to be the 60.
I always used to worry about you when you had the 60 degree in your hand.
Yeah, now I don't know why I've been duffing them a little bit, so.
It's not easy.
Yeah, it's no good. But hopefully I can get that back. You, Mun, what's your favorite and your worst club in your bag at the moment? You got new clubs too. Have you had enough hits for them to?
No, I haven't, but it would probably be my 8-iron.
Mm.
140, 145 out. I love it. We usually can get on the green from there, 140 out.
Yep.
If I'm 100 to 50 in, I can guarantee you I'm hitting three or four shots to get to the hole. Just terrible with my touch and feel. So I'm going to say my 56 and 60. If I need them around the green, I'm using the Texas wedge. And I can't even use the Texas wedge either, the putter. So I'm terrible from 80 in, so I need to work on that. I've been ringing up to obviously book at the Q Golf Club from sharpshooting lessons. So
are you going to go for one?
I'm going. I've got a couple. My wife got me something from
that's right,
from COVID, and I just found the redemption code. So
So you're going to get down there, are you?
Going to get down there and get
put
grinding,
practicing. I think I need to do that with my driver too. I've messaged the guy a couple of times and the timing hasn't worked out. So, and then I left it for a bit, but it's so frustrating not being able to drive. Well, I drive, but it goes 150 meters. So I need a bit more on that to compete with the big boys. So, yeah, I might have to go out and get some lessons. But
come join me.
Yeah. Come down the queue. Now, our Rick's eyewear, Rick's eye-catching moment of the week. We'll put our sunnies on. Shout out to Rick's again.
Thanks, Rixie. What am I wearing today? I am wearing the Soho's Crystal Greens, and I do like these, actually.
Got the Boston Cherries.
I love the Soho's. They just fit on my
Soho's
face.
Soho's are nice,
eh? Yeah, I do like them. Nice. I've got a pair of cherries, and I'm going to have to invest in a pair of these crystals. They're really nice.
I like that color, eh? What is it? Crystal.
Crystal green.
Got the Boston Cherries here. Obviously, my team, Boston Celtics.
They actually look all right on you,
that's
too.
That's why I get the Bostons all the time.
Yeah, do your teeth whitened? Looking all right.
Do I? Must be the Rick's.
Must be the Rick's.
The Rick's
eyewear.
Making it look good. Rick's eyewear, eye-catching moment of the week. We got one each. Mun, what do you got for us today?
Eye-catching moment. Sua Falongo's try.
Yeah.
I know we spoke about it before, but I think he just can't go past it. He does it at training, so when we've seen him, I was so excited for him, and he's an exciting machine. And the play we summed up when we penciled it in worked perfectly, and I was just so surprised on how well it worked. And I feel sorry for, obviously, the center and winger. He turned him inside out, so I'm happy that he's on my team and he doesn't do it to us, but I've seen it firsthand. He played against us in the Pacific Championships last year with Samoa and the chip and chase and all that freaky footwork. He's going to be an exciting machine, and I'm really excited to play alongside him.
Well, the funny thing was, actually, because that's why we were doing it at training, he'd done it in New South Wales Cup the week before. That exact play, off the scrum, done the jumped up goosey, and then his show and go, and then, it's crazy how he can go from New South Wales Cup doing that and then into NRL and doing the exact same thing. So shout out Sua, your eye-catching moment of the week. What about his dive though? Before I do mine, his dive. Did you see his dive?
I did see his dive.
Tongue out, doing the pukana.
I know. I was a bit worried when he did
jumped
the dive.
High. Yes. Is that why he got concussed? Is that why he came over head knock? He jumped so high. got a bit of whiplash bounced out there.
I don't know, I've seen blokes jump that far in the air and drop the ball.
Yeah,
and
I've seen it too.
I'm thinking to myself, going, please hold on to it. You've done all the hard work.
Mate, he launched though. He actually got real high, and
didn't he?
I think there's a photo of him, in the air doing the pukana. So
the pukana.
Yeah.
Oh
well,
no.
That's what he was doing. He had the tongue out, the Jordan tongue, I think he was calling it, but
the Jordan tongue. What about yourself?
My eye-catching moment.
Yeah.
I'm going to trade codes for a bit. I'm going to go to the AFL.
Yeah.
I know. Obviously, we were all watching the game at our hotel the night before our game on the Friday night. Carlton v Collingwood.
Oh, yes.
Massive game.
Huge.
Massive rivalry. I think they had a monster crowd at the G. Come down to the wire, the Nick Dacos goal.
Oh.
Crazy.
We were talking to Frankie. He's a mad Collingwood supporter.
And
then
we've
got Peter Robinson, who's a mad
Carlton supporter.
So we're in the box, and I think there was a little raffle going on.
Yeah, I think Robbo had a draw. He needed the draw.
I think it was like a $10,000 prize or something.
Yeah, it was a pretty good prize.
He was licking his lips when he said it was like that. But, mate, class from Nick Dacos.
Yeah. The difficulty of that kick, though, he was on the – watching it, he was on the right side and he sort of snapped it. Then he snapped it from his right foot it's hard to do because when you snap a ball, it usually curves the other way.
Yeah.
So to be able to kick that and then seeing his old man going off it was pretty cool moment. It would have been loud. Like the adrenaline going through, Nick at that time kicking a massive goal to pretty much win the game. And then the crowd going wild. It's pretty crazy. So shout out Nick Dacos.
They were being pretty cooked out there too. You could see they were cooking.
Teams.
It was a big game.
It was a big game.
Yeah.
And the atmosphere was going off. So shout out Dacos.
I know you're watching Nick,
appreciate it, mate. Big fan. shout out to Rick's Eyewear. Obviously, we have a discount code Clubhouse. Put in that, you'll get a 20% discount, 20% off eyewear and free express shipping if you tune into the pod. So, boom, Clubhouse is a discount.
Do yourself a favor, guys. Get the Sohos.
Get the Bostons. Get them all, actually. Just get a pair each because they're all fire. So.
They are worth it. I'm telling you, if you're single, you'll get a girl straight away at the races.
All right, man. The NBA. Have you been watching a little bit?
I've been watching the NBA.
It's been
outstanding.
Been pretty crazy at the moment, actually, to be honest.
Mate, I'm a bit rattled by the way Ant-Man and Timberwolves are literally putting Denver to the sword. Up 30 in game two in Denver.
Yeah. So they're on right now.
They're on. Well, they might have, they'll be up. Done by now, I reckon.
Mm, it'll be close. I reckon the game will be over pretty much. But so they've gone up 2-0 and they're both Rudy, away games.
Without Rudy, this game two. And they've got Nazi Reed. They've got obviously Slow-Mo Anderson. Mm. And they've got Kat. That is probably just putting a bit of pressure on Jokic. And, and Murray's not shooting the they way. He wasn't as confident when he was with the Lakers, you know. So. They get a bit frustrated. I feel like when we don't play our best footy is when we're whinging to the referee or we're worrying about the outcome of the referee and can't control the outcome. I feel like that's what they're doing to Denver at the moment.
They're
making them just worry about the referee and things that they can't control.
They seem to be rattled, like frustrated. Like there's a few things in today's game where I think Murray threw like a heat pack on the court. He was on the bench and he threw it on, and then I think the coach went off at the officials, one of the officials, and
come on the field and
got teed. Yeah, he was like yelling at his face. So Malone, surprised he didn't get tossed. But I don't know who I was talking to, but before the series started, we were talking about can the Timberwolves beat him, and I was like, I think they can, only because I feel like Ant Edwards gave him this massive confidence that they can actually do it, and they're all playing hard, like they're playing good defense, and they can score. Like, they kept Nuggets to, like, 30-something in the first half.
Yeah.
Was it 30 or 40?
Yeah.
40 points. Nuggets, like, the reigning champions. So they're going to be a problem. So they've already up 2-0. And now they've got two games at home. So if they win these next two home games.
Denver getting swept. That's gone. Huge.
That's massive. So they would nearly be favorites in my eyes. What do you think? Well, obviously Boston's still there, but the way Timberwolves are playing. They got to be up there.
The matchup, when you think about it as well, like Celtics matchup as well, and yeah, it's going to be a good game. I'm pretty excited, obviously, watching. They've got a little competition going at the club with a little names out of the hat with the NFL NBA playoffs. So I know Welshie's got the Pacers and they're playing against the Knicks. I'm rooting for the Knicks. I think mate Brunson, like everyone's talking about, like they were done and dusted. You know the Knicks and. You look at Brunson just putting up 30, 40 every game. You'd be more looking at, like, if there was an MVP for like playoff games at the moment, you'd be looking at him to be able to be getting it. There. So
he's
holding
him. He's carrying. And I know a lot of people come out and said, like, nah, he won't be able to take him to the finals or, you know. But he's doing that at the moment. Well, so if he can keep doing it. And to be fair, they should beat the Pacers. Like,
Pacers. Respectfully.
Respectfully. Like, Pacers aren't that good and. The Knicks should get it over them, and they won today. So
that's an interesting one. I think you got the Knicks, didn't you?
Now I got the Cavs.
Oh, you got the Cavs.
Cavs playing Boston, so
And
now sweep. I'm gone. I've already given up. I've given up all hope because I'm a Boston fan. Obviously, it's my team. But
so do you reckon? You know, the frustrating thing is Timberwolves are going to have to eventually play Celtics if they want to get to the NBA finals. So, but that's probably. That should be the final. You know, so
it's just the way they do it.
Unfortunately, it's the way it is. You know, East and West, but. It's a bit like everything. Sometimes when you play NRL Grand Final, sometimes you play in the team.
Better team in the prelim.
It's just the way it works, man, unfortunately. But it is what it is. But, yeah, I've been watching a fair bit of it.
Your Bucks. Oh, what happened?
A bit like the Magic.
Yeah.
Actually, speaking of Magic, they actually went a lot deeper than us. I'm a bit disappointed. I know Giannis's calf was no good.
Yeah.
But Lillard still played a couple of games and then pulled out.
Yeah,
his knee, and then
to be fair, you lose Giannis, that's massive already. But then you lose Dame for a couple games, like
it doesn't help.
It's
but
pretty
and saying
pretty
that,
tough.
Pacers ain't the greatest team either. Mm. So like we beat them, we beat the Pacers without them too. In Indiana, we beat them at their home ground by 20 or 30 points, and then come home to be able to. Sent it to game seven.
Yeah, and then just carked it.
So,
but when you're losing him, I know you mean. Like even the Clippers.
Yeah,
Kawhi didn't play, and they sort of. I feel like
the Mavs are going with, man. Like
Mavs are.
Like you look at it, like if Luka's not playing well, Kyrie's killing it.
Yeah,
so
they got some good pieces around them too. Like it's not just them two, and then no one else. Like PJ Washington playing good, Dan Gafford, Derek Jones Jr. Like. They're gonna be good. If we can get another Smokey, I'm going them. They're my Smokey. I reckon they're gonna beat OKC in this next series, and then they got to take on Timberwolves though. So well, Timberwolves or Nuggets, but looking like it'd be Timberwolves. So, it'd be interesting.
If Minnesota go all the way through and win it, I reckon they'd have to be talking about it being the best team for a while, because you look, they beat the Suns with the big three.
Mm.
They beat Denver, the reigning champs. Mm. And if they get through Boston, they get to the final, far out as well. Like, mate, it's a big.
And no one's really picked them, really. No. Now they do, everyone obviously. Now they have, but before, I don't think they had a good team, but they just. I reckon their mentality just looks crazy. I reckon it's driven by Ant. He just looks like he's doesn't care, eh? Like, he just beat everyone. So
it's interesting.
On the back of that, give you a start bench cut scenario.
Mm-hmm. Who are the players?
The three players are Ant Edwards.
Of course you do that.
Luka Doncic, and Jason Tatum.
Oh, far out. Well, Luka's got to be in there. So you say start one, bench one, cut one. Holy.
That's a pretty tough one.
I know who you're not benching or you're cutting. I know exactly who you're not. I'm going to have to go Ant-Man start way he's playing.
Just the way he's going off what he's doing now.
Luka bench. I'm sorry, Tatum, but you're going to have to watch from the sidelines. He hasn't been showing me the final stuff that he did last year for me. And I'm no disrespect to him, but it's his team.
Yeah.
And I just don't feel, he's just not putting up the numbers that those two are.
To be fair, what you just said would, I reckon that's in form right now. Like, that's off how they're all playing. I reckon that's good. But I love Luka and Jason Tatum, I'm sort of like.
Where are you going then?
Yeah, I'd have to cut Ant Edwards. But that's just.
Are you cutting Ant?
Yeah.
He's
playing better than both of them, but I don't know. That's just likely.
Loyalty. I get it.
I'll start Jason and bench Luka.
Oof.
That's actually quite hard for me to say, but stay loyal.
Yeah, 100%.
Who wins MVP? When does that get announced? That's got to be soon, doesn't it?
That's another thing too. Like,
I think they there's three of them: SGA, Luka, and Joker. I think
SGA,
that's the three
it.
Finalists. Reckon he gets it?
Yeah, I think he does. He was averaging 30 points a game.
He was going good. He is going good, sorry.
And then you look at Luka as well.
Yeah.
And then you look at Jokic, but I reckon it's between the 2 point guards. I don't think Jokic.
Yeah. You don't reckon Joker will get it?
No.
I reckon it's between Joker and SGA. I reckon there's a lot of people saying that Luka don't play defense and all his stats are all attacking stats, which they are. I haven't been watching his defense too closely, but apparently he doesn't play it, so I don't reckon he'll get it because of that reason. But yeah, Joker's been going pretty crazy, but SGA, it'd be pretty cool to see SGA.
Yeah, I reckon he deserves it too. But you look at Luka too; like, he's putting up 35+.
Yeah,
points.
Yeah, he is putting out some crazy stats though.
I know they're talking about attack, like not the defense and stuff, but in the season you rarely see anyone D. You look at everyone clamping everyone up now. Like,
everyone's clamping D'ing up.
It's like can't just be. Mucking around saying, but he doesn't defend.
They can choose, yeah.
A lot of guys don't defend either. So that's an interesting one, but I think I'm going to go SGA.
Yeah. All right. NBA. So who's going to win it before we move on? Who's going to win it? Who do you think is going
to
win it?
I'd like to see.
Who do you think is going to win it now after round one?
I'd like to see Timberwolves and Celtics in the finals, but you're not going to see that. So I think Celtics deserve to be in the final, but obviously they've got to play a bit of basketball. Looking at it now from afar with the 2-0 lead against the Nuggets, I'm going to go Timberwolves. The inform. I don't mind Timberwolves. I just don't think that no one's going to match up for those big boys.
Yeah, there's three big boys, man.
Yeah, like Naz Reid, Kat, Rudy, and then you play.
Yeah.
Then you got Slow-Mo Anderson. I know he's probably not the biggest name out of all of them, but.
He's got Ant.
Yeah.
Going crazy and.
You?
Yeah. I'm going to go Boston.
I'm just going
to go Boston.
They deserve it.
I think if they can put it together, they'll win. They should win. They just need to stay healthy and play the good basketball they know how to play. So, but Timberwolves is a good shout too after seeing what they're, especially if they sweep these Nuggets, two games at home, if they sweep them.
That's another thing, like load management and stuff. If they sweep them 4-0, they've already started two games before.
They're going to have a rest.
It's one of those things. Do they get benefit out of having a rest or going into it?
Could it be worse? Lose that momentum.
But in saying that, your Celtics team, I know I just spoke about Tatum not playing great, but you got Derek White killing it. You got
Jalen Brown, still out there.
And then all you need is just two or three good games from Tatum to get him out of the rut. Yeah. And he's back to his
They got like they probably got the best squad, like all rounder at the moment, like Paul Zingas and all that still playing. So
it's an interesting one. It's a tough one. Mm. I don't think anyone from the West wins it. I think someone from the East does.
You reckon?
Yep.
Yeah. I reckon I'm the same. Timberwolves or Celtics.
Celtics,
I reckon they're gonna win it. So that's our tips. Gamble responsibly if you're gonna get on those. Mm. Although Timberwolves $4.50 we checked.
Juicy.
Good price. So
juicy.
But gamble responsibly.
Pinella. Celtics Timberwolves.
We'll move on to our clubhouse leader of the week. Mm. We'll shine a light on a special person doing something special. This week we got a good one.
Yeah,
obviously a great mate of ours. Nico Hines, he's our clubhouse leader of the week. Nico Hines and the Sharks. They obviously launched a collab with Gotcha for Life, a mental fitness round. Mm. We know Nico does a lot of stuff in the mental health space, and he continues to keep driving the standard with that and keep spreading the awareness of mental health. And so this is another initiative of what he's doing in that mental health space. And I think it started when they play on Sunday. They launched it, and it's just building mental strength and showing vulnerability and supporting family and friends. So shout out to Nico. I know you're a big driver of that. I know you've been through it all, and you're just helping everyone else that's going through it now and sharing your experiences. So shout out Nico for doing that, and the Sharks, and obviously Gotcha for Life collabing. So Nico Hines and the Sharks, they're our clubhouse leader of the week.
It's a good little, like you said, initiative. There's a lot of people not even in the game, but people outside of footy, probably males more dominantly, like don't want to talk about their feelings. And I think him spreading that awareness, being able to get everyone out of their comfort zone and being able to speak a bit more fluently and a bit more open, I think it takes a lot of pressure off your chest. And I know we do a little bit at the club with mindfulness and all of his gratitude and stuff, but it's another little thing with mental health. And I know there's a lot of people around the game probably doing it tough, especially with people that probably retire unexpectedly and they haven't really got a plan after footy. So I think that transitioning in that, and I think I've gone further and delving more deeper into it. I think it's a good little thing Nico's got. And look, congratulations, Nico, and really appreciate you obviously opening up and getting other people to open up. And so it's a bit of a refreshing thing that obviously everyone around the game can listen to, and they have something to lean towards it, because some of the guys are doing something similar and or feeling the same as other people. So congratulations, mate.
Yeah, good chat, man. And I feel like we're getting better too as a community of speaking about it. Like, I feel like back in the day, you never used to hear people come out and talk about their own experiences of, mental health. But I feel like now people are jumping on podcasts, interviews, and, social media, even just talking about what they've been going through and, what they're going through at the moment or in the past. And, it's good. It's raising awareness, and it's because of people like Nico. And I know there's a lot of different foundations out there doing a great job. So, we're slowly getting better, and I know it's still a big thing, in our community and, in our game as well. So it's good to see everyone, especially Nico and, everyone else spreading that awareness. So shout out to everyone for doing that. Well, that's us, bro. Mm. Done for another week. How did we go? How do you reckon we went?
I think you went pretty good, mate, as a host. I think probably might have to sit back and relax for the next 5 or 6 weeks. I think you've pretty much just took it to another level.
Mm. So you reckon he's not getting the seat back?
I think
perhaps. I do feel comfortable in this.
I think, like everything, mate, like a rookie coming in, and if you earn your spot and you keep it, you just got to jump back out and let the bloke go. So I know he's had a lot of games as a host for this clubhouse, but unfortunately you just have to sit back and watch him now.
Taking the top spot off him. I know in the last couple he's had a special chair. He must bring it in himself, but I still got the generic version. Obviously, he took his comfy chair that he got from IKEA or something.
I could say something, but I won't. I'm not going to say anything. I think he's took it to the hospital.
You reckon?
I reckon he's sitting in his little chair now just like going, they need me.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back in that seat.
Yeah, so I reckon he's just watching it on his little on his little phone at the moment.
Yeah.
It's going from there.
Yeah, but we're doing well. Thanks, man. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, mate. Really
thanks, everyone, for joining us. Thanks, everyone, for the feedback. Please subscribe and share our podcast to your friends if you love listening to our podcast. And shout out to everyone actually around the grounds. There's been a lot of people, not just at Amy, at away games that, you know, been showing massive love to the podcast. So
same, thank you. I'm watching the clubhouse.
Yeah. They're like, I'll watch your podcast, love it. Even at the hotel the other night in, on the Gold Coast, there was a lovely lady there that said she loves listening to the podcast, and we're getting love from all over the place. So thanks so much. Comment on YouTube, Spotify, comment your questions, and I'll see you all next week. May have our host back. May not. I could be the host again, but we'll see how we go. Thanks, everyone, and see you next week.
Let us know your thoughts too, guys, if you want more icebreakers or more questions on Spotify. Did a couple more tonight, but let us know if you enjoy that. If not, we'll just stick it to one, but let us know in the comments, guys. Have a good night.
Cheers.
And go the Storm. Thanks to everyone that has tuned into the Clubhouse podcast. Please make sure you have hit the subscribe button on all our channels and also following us on social media at Oz American Aces so that you don't miss out on any announcements.
Catch you at the Clubhouse.
This episode is brought to you by Rick's. Eyewear that inspires confidence. Carefully crafted sunglasses, prescription and blue light eyewear that's made to last. Use the code Clubhouse to get 20% off site-wide. Head over to rickseyewear.com.au and shop all available styles now.